Blog Talk Radio.
West Side Wednesdays with my partner D-Lew, Red and Blue, keeping it true.
Black Fist in the Air. This is my partner right here. Y'all turn in, tune in to him every Wednesday for whatever he got going on. Special guest, good music, unreleased music, or previously released music. G. Lou, Westside Wednesday. Yes, sir.
Welcome to the city of sin. Living in the city of angels, and you'll still hear them sing. Welcome to the city of sin. Living in the city of angels, and you'll still hear them sing. Lullaby to the night.
Westside Wednesday's radio show, May 25th, 2022, the love and memory of the lives lost in Texas, 19 children, 2 adults, senseless murders, senseless acts, revelations we live in. God, we pray that whatever you do, however you do it, how we make it through, we put our trust in you. That's all we can do. That being said, let me bring in my co-host, Queen Jean. She's here. Good evening, Queen.
Good evening, King. How you doing, Kilo?
Blessed, Queen. Blessed to be here with you on another Wednesday.
Yeah, it's a blessing to be here with you as well. You doing good?
Yes, yes, ma'am. Yes, yes, I am. All praise is due to the Most High.
All praise is to the Most High. I can definitely agree with you on that. Prayers going up to all the families up in Texas and also the families up in Buffalo, New York. You know, it's like you said, you mentioned Revelations, and it's basically paying attention as well. There's so much going, you know, there's too much going on. Sad situation here in America. So, you know, God bless America. We definitely need prayer and togetherness. And it's just so much I can speak on the situation. It's, you know, a decade ago that we had the Sandy Hook situation.
Yes.
Where there were 20 children killed and 6 adults, and that was in 2012, you know, and that was also at an elementary school. So, you know, if they can just get this gun laws under control and this red flag stuff, that the Republicans can focus on that.
But when is this ever going to happen? How many mass shootings is it going to take? I mean, it's just bad enough we have mass shootings, but the ones we have in schools with children and in churches where people are just in the house of God and not bothering anyone, and these are innocent. Like, who takes a life? I'm not going to even go there, but just imagine those kids having die the way they did. I just cannot imagine. So with that, I am saying, what else does it, I see that the president now put something in effect, but why does it take, and what is still, what do we do? You know what I mean? Like,
and it's going to be a fight, you know. It's been a fight because when the Sandy Hooks killings occurred, they was trying to do something. But these Republicans are all about this NRA. It's a money.
That NRA.
Money.
That's it. Yeah, that NRA.
Money, money, money,
that
money,
NRA.
Money. They can give. They don't care about who gets the artillery. They don't care.
That
they,
part.
You know,
as long as it don't happen to them.
That,
that one, something happened
right.
to them, though, as soon as one touch close to home, and then God forbid, but that's when, you know, it takes for stuff to happen, unfortunately.
Right. You know, you focus on trying to tell women about abortions. You focus on the LGBT community. You focus on all the wrong things, the things that need to be focused on, you don't focus on. And you're not going to focus on
right.
that because that's going to interfere with your money.
Right.
This dude, they need to come up with, you know, stiffer background checks and,
yes.
and
you know
people,
how easy
when
it is to
you come into
have
a
gun. You know, right here,
right.
you know, in Georgia, I was talking to my people in L.A., you know, our family, you know, is very much hard and it's different. But, you know, in these other states, like in Georgia and stuff here, it's shit. You know, they can open carry. Anyone can pretty much walk around with a gun as long as you you have it registered and not a felon or whatever. But that's anyone. You know what I mean? Then not alone, like you said, how easy it is to get a gun. So, yeah, not only that,
yeah.
but you got these
yeah.
kids. That's why they got these guns.
Yeah, even here, you can walk around with a gun attached to your hip on a holster.
Right.
My daughter has
how
a gun.
How crazy is that?
And it's crazy. And I don't like it.
Like you said,
has...
I don't like it's okay. I think everyone should be able to bear arms. That's their right if they can, you know. But like you said, just to walk around like how the police
like
do,
the
that's
law.
Pretty much
like
how people walk around.
Like you the damn law or something. Exactly.
Right.
That's
that,
my figure.
To me,
like,
can
you're going to carry that on your...
That can make things escalate quicker because a small argument can turn to you grabbing your gun, and you know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, or
that's
somebody can look at you with the side eye, like, you know, who the hell you think you are? Because that would be me. I would look at somebody like, okay, you know, like, all right, you.
Yeah.
It bothers me. I don't like it. And another thing with this 18-year-old, he posted on his Facebook page that he was going to go shoot up an elementary school.
Yeah.
They're not.
Why don't we see the signs? That's the point.
Right.
That's another thing.
Right.
They're not paying attention. If you look at this boy's past, that's why I say I don't even want to go there about him personally, because like I said, obviously he was out of his mind. I don't know. He has to deal with that with God. So I'm not going to dig into him. But if you can look at the signs in the past, the patterns, the stuff they're showing now, it was signs there that he needed help or someone needed to, but no one probably did anything, you know?
That's why
obviously.
I say pay attention. Hey, you have to pay attention.
To.
If you're living in a home with somebody, it's going to always be one little thing. It could be the smallest thing, but it's going to let you know something is not right. You
right.
have to pay attention to people who are in your circle, who's in your environment. You have to pay attention, just period.
Yeah.
And you can't ignore it. You just cannot ignore it. If you don't want to share it with somebody, hey, I noticed this about so-and-so. You got to share
right.
it. You got to let it be known. You know, you have to pay attention because the signs is there. There's always a sign. It could be a little sign, but it's there. You have to pay
right.
attention. I'm an observer. I pay attention. I pay attention. Some things I let slide, but I'm still paying attention. So when things do happen, it's not a big surprise to me. It's wow, but it's not like a wow, you know? You have
right,
to
right,
pay attention.
Right.
Even when these cats come to the gun stores and they buy that artillery, then if they buy in body armor, you're not law enforcement. I think you
right.
should question that. Are you?
That's what I'm saying. They don't care none of that.
Yeah.
They just buy it. They just sell it because they want to get that money. Okay, you buying this? You got the money? They gonna sell it to you. That's 9 times out of 10. But let it be somebody coming. Maybe I don't know. Not all the time. But if it's a young black man or. Let's see, I hate to take it there, but you know, that's when they raise a red flag and they may say something. But any little dude or white dude or whatever can come in there and buy all this stuff and they won't think nothing of it. And it's sorry to say, and it's not to take it there, but these are the most of the mass shootings and the things of this magnitude are happening. when things like that happen. Not the boy in the hood. The boy in the hood don't even got a gun from that store, or probably illegal, and just shot another black brother. You know what I mean? But no, you know, we're not going out and not trying to take it there, but I'm just saying how they come so hard on us, but things like this is getting overlooked. Yeah.
Yeah. And then another thing is you cannot buy a drink at the age of 18, which you can go out and buy a damn firearm.
Buy a gun.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like crazy.
Backwards.
It's crazy. Yeah, it's
backwards.
Very backwards, you know. And God bless them. You know, God bless those families. And, you know, I have young grandchildren, school-age grandchildren. And, yes, I cried and I cry and I think about it. And it's hard to just get it out of your mind not to think about these babies because, you know, they had 2 days left in school. And you think about... one parent said, well, one grandmother said she watched her grandson receive honors yesterday, and an hour later, he's dead. You know what I'm saying?
Who goes in? Like I said, again, I can't dig into this guy because obviously I can't even say what I want to say because obviously he had to have some issues going on, mental, whatever, so it's hard for me to dig into him, but it's still, so yeah, his grandmother first. And then it's still, so I guess it don't matter. Because I was about to say, how do you kill little kids, like babies? I just can't. But obviously it was something else going on with this. Yeah, I just can't. How do you kill babies, man? I just can't imagine that. So obviously it was something else going on.
Yes, grandfather said, no, he was fine. We didn't notice. No, you noticed, but you probably just didn't want to notice. You know what I'm saying? Because maybe you feared him.
Yeah,
maybe
exactly. That's another thing. Especially if he lived with his grandparents. They probably did fear him.
Yeah.
Keep it real.
Yeah.
Keep it real. They probably did. But it was a lot of signs there from the stuff I'm seeing that this past and stuff that this guy had going on. Say he was bullied in school. They got pictures of him dressing up like a girl. You know, he had a lot of stuff going on. So there's no telling what his mind state was. And like you said, he did text people and this and that, but no one, I guess, took it serious. So not only do we have to get these gun laws under control, we have to pay more attention to these kids. Or I don't know, I can't even say that because a lot of times it's different parenting now. It's easy to say that, but you have different parenting going on, or you may have someone that lives with their grandparents and they're afraid of them, or you may have the mom or the dad that's just their friend. You know, it's different things going on. So I don't know what we got to do, Queen, but it's obviously a problem. But let's take our mind off of that, Queen. Let me ease the pain a little bit.
Let's reset.
Let's reset. Let me play some Marvin Gaye or something, right, Queen? Okay, we'll be right back. We got to save these children, y'all.
I just want to ask a question. Who really cares? Save a world in despair. Who really cares? There'll come a time.
There'll come a time
when the world won't be singing.
When the world won't be singing.
Flowers won't grow.
Flowers won't grow, no.
Bells won't be ringing.
No, bells won't be ringing.
Who really cares?
Who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Who is willing to try?
To save a world.
To save a world.
That's destined.
That is destined to die.
When I look at the world.
When I look at the world.
It fills me with sorrow.
It fills me with sorrow.
Little children today.
Children today.
Really gonna suffer tomorrow.
Really suffer tomorrow.
Oh, what a shame.
what a shame.
Such a bad way to
such
live.
Such a bad way to live.
Oh, who is to blame?
Who is to blame?
We can't stop
when
living.
When we can't stop living, oh, oh.
Live.
Live.
Live for life.
Live for life.
Live life for the children.
Live life for the children. Oh, for the children.
See, let's save the children. Let's save all the children.
Save the babies. Save the babies. And if you want to live, but who really cares? Who's willing to try? Yeah, to save our world. Yeah, save our sweet world. Save a world that is destined to die.
God bless all listeners, and may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with everybody. Hey, what's up? This is Isaac Pedroza. You're listening to the G-Luke Show. You want to be blessed? Listen in, man, because it's where it's at.
These smart times we're living in. Churches burning. Planes falling from the sky. Murder. Good die young. Yeah. Good definitely die young. This is a little something to help you get through the day. If it could. It was more than a tragedy, emotions be grabbing me. Plane fell from the sky, we trying to figure what happened. Burning churches, fearing God, who can be so cruel? We all ignorant to AIDS till it happens to you. Just be a man, make plans, listen to your voice. A woman's trying to make decisions, we should leave them a choice. Cause who are we to say who lives or die, breathes or stops? All this judgments on other lives needs to stop. What are we living for? Giving more back than taking. On my knees still waiting for my own salvation. Now I feel abandoned. Cause rap you can and say I'm greedy. You can take my tax and send me to war, but can't feed me. It's so easy to regret things after they done. Babies catching murder cases, scared to laugh in the sun. The tragedy is that we all need love and doses. In times like these, we feel closest. The good die young. Times like these we feel broken. The good die young. Rest in peace, God bless the dead. And we carry on. The good die young.
I ain't gonna like Jones.
The good die young. And now we hear from the future, the next generation. Tell me.
Now when my world will it get worse? When I've been trapped since birth, but I had to sleep in a hearse. Cause it was my bed first. My grand's probably burning, turning in they graves. Some folks ain't even get to see a high age, but they did, so ain't afraid. And his money got me feeling like a star, and his murder got me feeling like my death ain't far. In a land of stolen cars, don't get no better, don't get no weaker or no harder. I was raised in a rush without my moms and my father, so tell me something. I'ma grab my cat and get the jumping. With God, get to looking at me funny. Rest in peace to my mother, Aquila Bill. West
Rest in peace to my father, Salik Bill. Rest in peace to my grandparents. And thug in peace to my brother CK. You know I love you.
Witches words, first Storm and then Al. Pac and then Yacht. Gregory Brown could've swapped in your face in the clouds. Family grieving on your last breath. Close to the heart, whether you know it or not. I swear the love won't stop, Jewel. That's my boo, Mon Duke and New. From jump, you kept it true, have to feed the crew. The good die young, living fast, jumping the gun. Mama blaming the community for killing her son. My cousin Darren wasn't scared of going, but never knowing he was dying slower. I guess I'll see you when I see you, soldier.
To play caves and raise their hate. How come someone explains why the good die young, why the bad die slow and outlive everyone? It's time something is done for our young kids. They growing hopeless, nice way to live. Tell me why.
Days gone past and as they pass, time move quicker. No time for wasting. Put your hustle down, my young dealers, cause the end is nearer. But at least that's what they telling me. Hell, all I know, brothers ain't rotting for three felonies. It's time to plan, fly, strategize, capitalize, mobilize. We in the war, y'all. It's for all y'all. My family, to the ones who stand me. Little bit more love is what's recommended. Yeah, and it's plain to see.
Plain
the seeds from you and me gon' be the ones to lead us towards unity. That's if you treat them right. You may teach them right. Raise your kids better than you was and see what it does. But if you don't, man, we sure to be done. And we'll all see exactly why the good die young.
You ain't lying, man. That passed away, and all your homeboys that passed away. I send this out to all the fallen soldiers that's in the cemeteries buried, never got to see their dreams. For everything I touch, you touch. For every step I take, you take. For every breath I breathe, you breathe. Every dollar I make, you make. I told you we'd make it to the sunshine one day. You just got there a little quicker. But like my homeboys, the thugs say, catch you at the crossroads. Good die young.
This song is dedicated
Scarlet
to all them young kids that die innocent, die young at Columbine High. Rest in peace,
Oklahoma.
Outlaw.
Lil Yummy Sandifer. Tasha Harlan. All the fallen kids. The dead babies.
Sounds get laid down on West Side Wednesdays, OG Sundays, Flashback Fridays. We're cruising with G. Luke, Fabulous, Lowrider Oldies. So just let me introduce myself. I'm Tweet Cadillac, baby. I drink up all the Hennessy you got on your shelf. We got to keep it fly, P.I., and you know why.
Choose to wonder why his life was took at such an early age. A young nigga who lived in a rage, died by the gauge. He used to hustle on the street corners. His mom would always beg him to quit, but he didn't want him. As he got older, he got even worse. Till a real nigga showed him the purpose of a hurt. A cold night in his hood, he had a tangle. The brother he was squabbling with had broke his ankle. Laid him out in the driveway. Some people knew we wouldn't survive, but hey, I ain't the one to speak up on another. All I can do is try to open his eyes and help the brother. He chose the wrong way and that's the route he took. Born and brought up as an angel, but he died as a crook. He had a baby that he couldn't raise, and she will never see her father again, cause he's in his grave. Hey, yo, well, think about it, Miller.
My daddy was a dope man, so I'm gonna be a dope killer.
How will the family explain it?
My daughter had a baby for a kid.
He ain't around to see her walk. Dry her eyes when she cries, pick her up when she falls. Just the thought
from a kid living five fucks me up when his girl have to raise a bastard child. It gets deeper, we used to punch her and beat her. She was loyal to his ass, but accused as a cheater. She had a good neck, but she picked the wrong car, had a kid. Now she's realizing life is hard. A big time dope dealer, all she wanted. Who drove a Jagger with Benz so she could flaunt it. The situation's got me guessing, but the answer remains to be a question. He lived his life in a lot. I guess you only get a minute to pray and a second to die. It was crazy how it happened. Some niggas rode by in the Riviera cabin. All I could see was a pistol spit round, and the boy was just screaming as he fell to the ground. A woman yelled, get an ambulance. But I knew he was dead, he didn't stand a chance. You should have seen him, he was scared. A bullet wound to his chest, it went to his head. He just laid there in silence, and all I heard was a siren. Paramedics pulled up, followed by a lawman, and in came a fire truck. Put his ass on a stretcher. But if he survives, I'm willing to bet him. He'll be out for revenge. They patched him up within a week, he was back at it again. Went to his brother on the north side. Grab your shit, it's a hit. We're gonna take a long ride. Packed it up in the trunk. AK-47, M11, and a pump. Wrote my word in on Scott Street. School was letting out.
Yo, you ain't gonna shoot yet?
What? Open this trunk and grab the shotgun. He shot him. Put his toolie on the front seat. Continued his mission as he headed down the street. The kid was just staring at each other. They used to go find smoke max. Reached in his coat and grabbed a port. Full speed down, we shot his mom on the porch. On his way down, Cullen. His brother was just gazing a shot. Why you cut? Why you shoot his mom? Say shit. Man, fuck that. Went to the store to use a payphone. Called up Mac, ayo, JD, home. Hung it up and wrote down Dagger. Heading for the nigga he was after. By the time he arrived at the scene, Malcolm was ready for anything. He tried to sneak around the back way. Never thought of being taken out on that day. Black boy, black coat. Stood around the corner as he passed with his throat. He didn't fall, so he fired. One to the middle of his skull, he's expired. A whole army came out. 27 niggas all strapped out of one house. That's how it happens in the acre. One nigga died in the park in the paper. Shit gets deeper, why? I guess you only get a minute to pray. Second to die.
West Coast Wednesdays. Thanks for having a nigga. Shout out Big Floss. Shout out Big Snoop Dogg. Shout out Big Beast Down. Big Trady. All my niggas. DPG Dash. Warren G. The Twins. My cousin. Folsom Clicks. OG Domino. All the homies. Lil Style locked up. What up, bro? Shit. Technique. You know what I'm talking about? The Doggies Angels. Everybody, man. Corrupt. Feel what I'm talking about? Roscoe DPG. Badass. All my niggas, man. Y'all keep doing what it do. One love, y'all. Eat light in the house.
Folk, pop a low gun, smoke beer bottles and dope. Reminisce, twist shit, blaze it up and spit this real shit. For the homies that rip, don't trip on crip, we keep y'all alive. Meech Dog, big on his red dog, three times light bulb, Scarface, T-Lope 1 and 2. Big Fruity Mick Dog, this one's for you. Sammy Parker, we ain't forgot about you, OG, cuz I'ma show these niggas how it's supposed to be done. G-Bo Gator, you know I ain't no hater. I'ma holler at you later. Tick-tock, don't stop. Big E, Slap Rock. Remember Boo Mercandale? I miss the homies a lot. D-O Dub, you the realest nigga, I feel it, dawg. Man, my loved ones, I miss y'all. Miss y'all.
I go for
like.
I go for
like, remember y'all.
Remember the day that was here. Now they go.
Pancake, Lil Man, Lil Trey, and J-Dog. God bless y'all souls and listen, may y'all kids live a long life, live a strong life. Not the wrong life, let them live their own life. G-Dub, Jeff Hogan, we keep it rolling. Poncho Loke and my homeboy Nolan. Big Blue from the rear block, you kept it real with a nigga since the pop lock. You bought me solar pops. My nigga Cartoon, Lil Nook and Peepo from the north. We met in 7th grade on the b-ball court. Just like the homie Demon Loke. Damn, too many of my homies got smoked. Before I lost Tupac, I lost my grandpa. The raw dog, I called him Paw Paw. Oh no, not rubbing hands too. Dear God, tell me what our church gonna do. That's bad, well that ain't all. I gotta give a couple of shots out to my dogs. Eazy-E, Roger Troutman and the Notorious B.I.G. My big homeboy Mooch, you know I love your mom to death. And heaven she rest. H.D. Mary was your pride joy. And Warren G, y'all my motherfucking homeboys. He lost Ola May the same way. See I be looking at y'all and wanna touch my mama every day. I don't know what y'all going through, but I'm there for you. See on some real shit, homie, I care for you. Rough times, rough rhymes, heartaches. Man, I ease the pain with a glass of Bacardi. But how could I, and why should I? Cause on the real folks, it's hard to say goodbye.
Again, this show is dedicated to the lives lost in Texas, innocent lives lost in Texas. Our prayers and condolences. Westside Wednesdays, the G-Lou Show.
Well, they doing it at the G-Lou Show Westside Radio with a sprinkler that tweet Cadillac. By the way of the pot shared by Gina. Gangsta got the motherfucking church out, and then Flossy got us up in this Bentley. So this is the G-Lou Show Westside Radio, the 27th letter of the alphabet, which comes to the number 9 when you add it up, the Hidden University of America, where they doing it at.
Raising hustlers, thieves, and prostitutes. Young homie, think before you shoot. Murderer.
Murder all around the whole world, a zombie hating. Everybody hating, everybody overrated. Why everybody acting agitated? I thought we graduated back in the saddle way before the battle stage. Patient is a first effect, and you know ain't nobody perfect. And when a curtain falls, open up the door. No, no,
you been losing this world we love. And it looks like the sin it won't end. So I'm reaching higher.
off the ride. Riding with my troops, hoping to unite, gathering souls to be tough. Roll up to my finish, man. Let me hit it, to be stuck in the mortalized. Let's get high, it's the f***ing emotions I can remember from way back in the day. Coming up out together was a hell of a struggle. So selling the things, yeah, yo, but it was my dream to keep close and put my people on another level. Now could it be for the lust, now could it be for the rush? My niggas love when they bust, they say they bust and you dust. They put your feet in the dust, man. These people known to come up, come up, the killer, get this record. Take a minute to send it to a dawn of a new millennium. Anticipating life without Satan, hating and our enemies to hell. I'm saying,
let's change the world. Let's change the world.
With my niggas right next to me, it's my legacy, we can't let it stop. Not now, the whole world ending up in but fuck pile. Corruption, destruction, disaster. Everybody trying to rap faster than the master. Oh Lord, could you save my soul? Trying to go platinum around 40 years old. The Lord knows, we can do this. It ain't no stopping us now, cause we can prove this. Where these dudes, these freaky G, the whole world wanna be rapping me. I'm in the flesh, let's talk about sex. Babies having babies, generation X with the AIDS epidemic. We ain't pure no more, and I know they got a cure for this. Biggie got killed when the don't stop. Everybody wanna know what's going on with the thuggish, ruggish, bum 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 bum. Trying to be prepared for the Y2K. And if I don't die today, I'm trying to change the world.
Let's change the world.
Let the world go. Let these babies have something. Let the world go. Just don't close up. You kill him, he'll kill you. Some say it's stupid, but violence really lives where I come from. Hungry little kids, where I come from. Just not me and where I come from.
See, we're losing this world we love, and it looks like the sin won't end. So I'm reaching high up above.
Let's change the world. Rest in peace to the babies. Queen Jean coming up with the announcements top of the hour. Before we change the world, we got to start with ourselves, and we got to start with the man in the mirror.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them?
Needless God, somebody's broken heart.
Totally insane, and you're tuned in to G Lou or Westside Wednesday.
Won't try. Lifestyle I live, it led the president back. I was feeling persecuted, yeah, like John the Baptist. My mama used to ask me, boy, when you gon' quit it? At the same time praying for me, hoping I get it. My soul was heavy burdened, I was short on faith. One night I heard the voice of God and I saw his son's face. Started praying for myself and got strong in the Lord, and now I reap a better harvest, way bigger than before. I wear the armor of the Father, ain't no need for a gun, cause I'm protected by the blood, cause now I'm walking with his son.
What's going on?
What's up, Big Hank?
Man, I can't call you.
What's happening with you, homie?
Everything good, man. You remember the testimony night?
Man, that night with Ricky Harris at that church.
Man, that's still on my mind heavy, man.
That blessed me, homie. When I seen y'all pull off, homie, I was just like, man, it just seemed like you was an angel already, man.
You were.
God is real.
That's what he did say, God is real.
What's up, y'all? It is the Poetess, and you are tuned in to the G Lou Show, Westside Wednesdays.
Queen Jean up next with the announcements.
Let us pray.
Heavenly Father.
Brothers are packed down, plus everybody's high, too doped up to ask why. Watching our own downfall, witness the end. It's like we don't believe in God, cause we living in sin. I asked my homie on the block why he strapped, he laughed, pointed his pistol as the cop car passed the blast. It's just another murder, nobody mourns no more. My teardrops getting bigger, but can't figure what I'm crying for. Is it the miniature caskets, little babies? Victims of a straight from drug dealers gone crazy. Maybe it's just the drugs, business of how the block was. Crack came and it was strange how it rocked us. Perhaps the underlying facts they hide explain genocide. It's when we ride on our own kind. What is it we all fear? Reflections in the mirror, we can't escape fate. The end is getting nearer, who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed and still breathing. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed and still breathing. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. Who do you believe in? Close my eyes, cause all I see is terror. I hate the man in the mirror, cause his reflection makes the pain turn realer. Times of Armageddon, murdering mass amounts. In a society, we're only getting the cash count. I started out as a beginner, into the criminal lifestyle, became a sinner. I make my money and vacate, evade prison. Went from the chosen one to outcast, unforgiven. And all the Hennessy and weed can't hide. The pain I feel inside, you know, it's like I'm living just to die. I fall on my knees and beg for mercy, not knowing if I'm worthy. Living life thinking no man can hurt me. So I'm asking before I lay me down to sleep, before you judge me, look at all the shit you did to me. My misery, I rose up from the slums, made it out the flames in my search for fame. Will I change? And I'm asking, who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed and still breathing. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed and still breathing. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. Who do you believe in?
Faith in Allah, believe in me and this plastic. Cause so far I done witnessed too many dead niggas in caskets with they chest plates stretched like elastic. And what's worse, I'm on front line, holding down camp, still mad. She heard my cousin, one of the old heads from the block. Just came home October 95, back in Yardsville, stuck with a 3-5 if he don't act up. Now he realized if you don't stay wise, then in this game you fuck. Talk to my baby girl, give me the word on what she heard. One of the grimies, a snitch and diamond, a stew pigeon. I talked to him, he said he didn't. My man said he did. In fact, he's sure, cause he just came home off a bed.
Now tell me, who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed and still breathing. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed and still breathing. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in?
Who do you believe in? Is it Buddha, Jehovah, or Jah?
Before I'm leaving, the mask and the
or is it just yourself? Definitely not to be imposed. Being a demon. Because this is the joy of believing in, to believe in yourself. But for sure, the higher power resides only to rise in the heart of the truth. From the soul of the man, for truth never has an alibi in the poetry or in its realm. That's what pulls all words together, just to understand that every man is his own man, and only man can satisfy the man. Only the soul of the man, the feelings of the man, the fulfillments of the man. You can't shake the man when you feel the man. You know the man, and you gotta call yourself because you are that man.
Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessings to breathe.
KB, this your favorite Eastside nigga. We are on Westside Wednesday with your homie G Lou, and this was and this is the Eastside edition. Just like that, Mope.
And now we welcome Queen Jean with the announcements for the evening.
Shout out to Eastside K boy, he's doing big things now. So shout out to him. Catch Big Hank at St. Luke Holy Baptist Church. You have 2 days to catch him, which is tomorrow and Friday, at 1401 West 34th Street in Long Beach, California. Go get you some free food. First come, first served. You can also attend the Sunday worship at 10:30 a.m. and check out the Bible study on Facebook Live every Wednesday at 12 noon. Twee Cadillac Show, it airs every Thursday, hosted and produced by Twee himself with G. Lou as his co-host. Tap into the studio line at 347-855-8436. Press 1 to speak or listen online. blogtalkradio.com/93TweeFM. West Coast time, 7 o'clock p.m. and East Coast is at 10 o'clock p.m. Any music requests, contact Tweed Cadillac at yahoo.com. Also, founder of S&N Angels, Cynthia Nuns, gives out free food every Saturday at 12 o'clock noon at 200 North Long Beach Boulevard in the city of Compton. Follow S&N Angels on IG and Sylvia Nunn on Facebook. My Tribe Rise is a peaceful movement founded by Heavenly and Victor Goldie. They're also having a Dina Juneteenth. The date is Saturday, June the 18th from 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. The location is Metropolitan Baptist Church, 2283 Fair Oaks Avenue in Altadena, California. You can, more information, you can visit...
I was going to drop, when you got finished with talking about My Tribe Rise, I was going to drop a bomb on you to tell you that they'll be on Friday night as well after hours. So shout out to Heavenly. Oh, you're okay. Go ahead, Queen.
Yeah, I was going to say that after I got
through with this. My bad. I'm sorry. You know, I be effing up. I'm sorry, Queen. Go ahead.
No, it's all good. It's good to make sure that it's going to be the shout out. It's all good. So they're going to be the location is Metropolitan Baptist Church, 2283 Sher Oaks Avenue, Altadena. you can contact mytribelife.org for further information. And also, as G. Lou was stating, they're going to be on the After Hours show, the YouTube live show. So check them out, My Tribe Rise, on Friday. Also, if you're in need for cookies, cakes, custom-made cookies, cakes and cupcakes, follow Shea Doe on Instagram, sugarholic.ca, also on Instagram for custom-made desserts, Filthy Rich Banana Pudding, that's that gourmet banana pudding. Follow owner Tanya Ward on Instagram. For deliveries, 805-738-5943. I suggest that you follow her on Instagram because she's always having pop-ups with different locations. Fun Diggity Funnel Cake, follow on Instagram as well at FD Funnel Cakes. Place a phone order at 562-235-2333 from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. The last order is taken at 8:45 p.m. Located at 661 East 62nd Street in Los Angeles. Order online, pick up or delivery, DoorDash, Uber Eats, Postmates, cash, debit, or Apple Pay. You can also purchase the Fun Diggity Funnel Cake Mixture at Miracle Market in Compton. That's on the corner of Compton and Alondra, 800 West Alondra Boulevard. Also, Sweets by Ken, located in the San Bernardino area. You can contact her on Instagram at Sweets by Ken on Instagram. Noramani Candles on IG as well for candles and wax melts. If you're in need of an amazing experience of a facial in the San Diego area, contact Jamie Cornell on Facebook. My favorite tattoo artist is Poison Ink Tattoo. Shout out to you, sir, if you're listening.
Poison.
Yes. Poison be doing it. Shout out to you, sir. Thank you for the marathon t-shirt. I appreciate it. I will be sporting it. You can contact him at 323-639-9747 and follow Mr. Poison on IG. That's MRPOZ as in zebra, ION. Book in advance at 323-639-9747. Also, the lot auto sales, 538 East PCH. That's in Long Beach, California. 562-591-5909. Ask for Ted. His hours are Monday through Saturday, 11 to 6 p.m., Sunday by appointment only. Risqué Accessories, follow on Instagram as well for custom-made masks, T-shirts, bags, crystal jewelry, matching sets. She does amazing work. So if you're in need of anything custom-made, follow Risqué Accessories on Instagram. Skip, transport and lockouts, state to state and from driveway to driveway. Contact Dennis Brown at 704-314-7869. A few recommended YouTube channels, which is, of course, the G. Lou Show, BTP Media, The Hood Postman, The Patio Politics, Writer for Life Films, G-Connect, King Real Hip Hop Nutrition, Seti Nash, and Incredible Javier. And check out our website, theglushow.com, where you can get all unisex apparel, previous Blog Talk Radio shows, and the amazing music catalog of G. Lou. June the 3rd, Jill Scott is at the Microsoft Theater. July the 19th, Kendrick Lamar will be in Oklahoma at the Paycom Center. You can get tickets through Ticketmaster. And also, Kendrick Lamar will be here in Charlotte, North Carolina, August the 2nd at the Spectrum Center. I won't be here, so. And those are my short announcements for a Wednesday. I was looking for things to do for Memorial Day, but I would suggest this. The Memorial Day weekend, take that weekend and have a family gathering. Spend it with your family. do a old school backyard barbecue, a potluck, whatever, but try to take that weekend and spend it with your loved ones. That would be my suggestion for the Memorial Day weekend.
There it is. Queen Jean with the announcements for the evening. Follow her, Queen Jean of the G Lou Show on IG, Jean V. Berkeley on Facebook. You can get your announcements announced right here. You dig? It's Westside Wednesday's radio show. You're welcome. In memory of the people we lost, the babies, the loved ones. We love you all. We do.
Like a mystery, going through all this history, trying to deal with life, but moving through this music industry. It's like the energy, they control of us physically. Mind don't what matter, but the matter seems to be mentally. But yet we should be chasing rainbows visibly, looking for the gold at the end of the road endlessly. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how we make it from the bottom, but still be going under. Had to call my homeboy Tweety to get some game, trying to figure out the ways of the world and how we change. It's like we going through a phase in a maze, when it takes us out the cell, but still keep us engaged. We've been dealing with the same shit for ages, same lies told from these history book pages. Different names, but the same faces, so in turn the same rainbows we keep chasing. Yeah. At the sky while sitting on a beach, nothing's out of reach for me as far as I can see. Life is not a mystery, depending on how you think. Make one wrong move, end up in the clink. Tried to watch my step, but I stumbled on a few. Picked up my hat, dusted it off and kept it cool. I've been chasing rainbows my whole entire life. Have you ever flown a kite to see its reach its highest heights? The birth of my baby, maybe understand what it is to be a man. My angel being Cheyenne. Now I got a grandson, a tiny mini me. I call him Scotter Man, he called me Papa Tree. A generation planted from the birth of my seed. Living up to everything I thought that there would be. I be seeing rainbows sitting on the beach. Nothing's out of reach for me as far as I can see.
Shout out to Domi tweet. Hey, tomorrow night, 93.3 FMism, 7 p.m. Tune in. It's going down. Queen Jean, was there anything you wanted to hear?
Oh, yeah, I wanted to hear, you know, We Are the World with Michael Jackson, Quincy Jones, Diana Ross, and several other great artists, Lionel Richie. Yeah, I wanted to hear that. I think it's appropriate for what's happening now with the children.
Right. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That's I went back.
Somewhere will soon make a change. we all a part of God's great big family.
And the truth, you know love is all we need.
Thank you.
Hey, once again, great selection, Queen, and once again, rest in peace to the lives lost. 1921, I don't know, in awe, it's just terrible. But on a lighter note, we got a birthday today, right, Queen Jean?
Oh, yeah, we got a birthday today for the OG, Daz Dillinger.
Daz Dillinger,
what up, boy?
Yeah.
Happy C-Day, boy.
Yes.
Much love.
Much love.
Motherfuckers out there be like taking our stabs, trying to do their own little this thing, but they can't do it, you know. But we gon' do it like this, like, sit back, relax, and get cool.
Have you ever heard of Florida? I oughta start dipping, sipping on that FT gets me to tripping. I don't slip my bangs with that mad ass dog pound gang. It's a DPG thing. Corrupt from the FC. You wanna test me? Let's see if you'll survive 45 times. Like a hollow point headed for your dome. Take a couple steps, turn around in its own. Couldn't withstand the murderous mental. I subdue and then take two to your temple. When I cause holocaust from what's written, niggas collapsing when the straps is spitting. Look, since I was done, nigga. 1, 2, 3. I grab my strap, your best run, nigga. I give the fuck, corrupt the kingpin of the click. Did it with G, with the biggest dick.
Shit, a motherfucker better recognize. With the twist of my wrist like OJ, you won't die. I snack on motherfuckers like a bone. Wanna be the shit upon a microphone ever since I was born. Not to ever love a bitch. Learn game after game. That's why we are the best. Motherfuckers be gangsta style minute after minute. But soon as you did it, I felt the nigga shit. Now what would you do?
What you do?
If you could fuck with me or my crew.
But you can't, so don't even think about stepping in the motherfucking house.
What would you do?
What would you do?
If you could fuck with me or my crew.
But you can't, so don't even think about stepping in the motherfucking house.
Big butterfly all day while I steady make my pay every single day in the LBC. Through the east side, me and Lil' Style in the back of a green 6-4 bustin' freestyle.
There's no escape, give me the papes in the tape case. How much money could a nigga make in one place? The review ain't shit new. You stupid motherfuckers can't fuck with my crew.
I see all these niggas tryna get with my kinfolk. Get so many buses on the west coast. And not to say the least, I see a few trick ass niggas laying low on the east coast. And the question is that, do you wanna rap, scratch my blast, cause that nigga dad? I'll be the first one to hit him. Oh yeah, fuck BG knockout and every nigga down with him. Cause I'm a natural born killer and a stiller hat. Motherfucker, cause it's like that.
Now what would you like, what you tell?
You can fuck with me or my crew.
It's so many motherfuckers that I can include. Who's quick to blast motherfuckers in a feud? It doesn't make a difference, cause it's about who's the quickest on the draw to end all existence. For instance, let's take these ruthless fools. These ruthless fools in a pound in one room. Assume it's only for conversation, so let's conversate. Slip a nigga to 38 then dip. Empty out the clip, mind on set trip, cause niggas talk shit.
Now if a nigga had a prayer before a nigga died, would the nigga be dead or would he stay alive? And if I was in your shoes, would I survive? Probably not, you probably let the Glock go pop. Now drop to your knees and picture that nigga dad blowing in the breeze. Now what would you do? If you could fuck with me or my crew.
But you can't, so don't even think about stepping in the motherfucking house. What would you do?
If you could fuck with me or my crew.
But you can't, so don't even think about
from the twitch of the eyes, you can see the line. Just know it when you see it, cause it messes up the flow to the real feelings, you know. And I'd rather be sipping on a glass of wine. Can you feel yourself in the ring with Everlast, trying to still a flow? I don't think so. Cock blockers come with their hearts beating jealousy in the way like a stray dog, trying to claim every bitch at his own. Cock blockers come in every color, even blue, yeah, this is true. Trying to fuck your woman, and even you. Now what the fuck would you do, motherfucker?
What would you do? What would you do? What would you do? What would you do? If you could get with me and my crew, what would you do? Won't you tell me what you would do? Tell me what you would do. If you could get with me and my crew, with me and my crew, what would you do? What would you do?
Okay, well then I'm going to say it like this. You are tuned in to the G Lou Show with the Queen Jean herself. This is Squareopolis, the nerdiest guy on planet Earth, showing appreciation to these people for allowing the square guy to do what he does. Y'all stay tuned to the G Lou Show. I appreciate you.
Y'all need to open your own. Quit paying motherfuckers for Jerry Curls. Quit paying motherfuckers for Prime. Save your money. Start your own business. If I have to die today, with this little African right here to have a future, I'm a dead motherfucker.
Wake up, jumped out my bed. I'm in a two-man cell with my homie little half dead. Murder was the case that they gave me. Dear God, I wonder can you save me? I'm only 18, so I'm a young buck. It's a ride, if I don't scrap, I'm getting stuck. But that's the life of a G, I guess. S.A.'s way deep, shank two in the chest. Best run, cause brothers is dropping quicker. Too late, damn, down goes another nigga. Bouncing off the walls, throwing them dogs, getting that rep as a young hog. It ain't nothing like the street life. You better be strapped with your shank, cause ain't no fist fight. So I guess I got to handle mine. Since I did the crime, I got to do my time.
For my feet with my mind on the money that I'll be making soon as I touch the street. Things and changed on this side. Remember they used to thump, but now they blast, right? But it ain't no thing to me, cause now I'm what they call a low-fast OG. The little homies from the hood with grip are the ones I get with, cause I'm down the sex trip. Nigga, I'm bigger than you, so what you wanna do? Didn't know he had a 22. Straight sitting behind his back, I grabbed his pocket and then I heard six caps. I fell to the ground with blood on my hands. I didn't understand how a nigga so young could bust a cap. I used to be the same way back. I guess that's what I get for what? For trying to jack the little homies for their grip.
Me like me, me think something what me see. From the street, I'll come up when I come to be. Little ghetto boy.
For the real OGs to get with, some facts made I made. Now you running, but I'm played like every single day. Really though, you know me, I'm the smooth macadamia and gaming them for my homies. No need in being calm if you pack right and learning just enough to keep your sack right. Late night, I wonder what they getting for. Early morning on the corners, what they hitting for. Seven young G's, what they serve down in the G-Ride, east side, what they swerve now. Not thinking about what's really going on. Got crept on, stepped on, now they gone. I spent 4 years in the county with nothing but convicts around me. But now I'm back at the pound and we expose ways for the youth to survive. Some think it's wrong, but we tend to think it's right. So make all them ends you can make, cause when you're broke, you break. Check it out. So ain't no need for your mama to trip, cause you's a hustling ass youngster clocking your crib.
Now be following me on the street, as you can see, still on OG. My life will always remain to be a little ghetto boy, playing in the ghetto street. What you gonna do when you grow up and have to face responsibility?
What's cracking, y'all? G-Lo. It's your big brother from the same mother. C-Lo, repping that 213 since 1981. Checking in from the Pac Northwest, 509 Spokane, Washington. Just reminding all listeners, from the land to Japan, you are listening to the one and only West Side Wednesday show on Blog Talk Radio. Shout out to OMG Music. This is the G-Lo Show.
Yeah, point guard of the streets, nigga. And I am the point guard of the streets, nigga. For those who don't know, or act like they don't wanna know. And even for the ones that so-called sleeping on, don't sleep no more, nigga. Wake your punk ass up.
You bitches that know I've been slept on. I'm about to wake them up, though. Coming from a city full of cutthroats, I keep the shank on me. Cause it's fuck fake homies. You can take your pop shot, but won't take shit from me. From the land of notorious gangsters. My brother said it, Big East Side always grip hard, nigga, don't forget it. It's two times when it's set up. Don't fuck with no hood bitches, cause they set up. Certain things just don't change. And I ain't about to change for a bitch or a piece of the fame. Now that's insane. But I'm rolling 20 crippin'. Watch how many niggas don't listen but say I'm dissing. Just to be a part of the gossip and the bullshit. Damn, niggas still gossiping on some bullshit. Man, y'all niggas better get a life and think twice before y'all try to take this nigga like dice. I got that cognac flow, nigga. Oh, so VS. Long Beach nigga, so I'm oh, so ES. Thoroughbred still a so gone free TS. I fuck with my niggas, I don't do this for the freezes. Chest poked out, nigga. Call it what you want, cause the shit that I do is the shit that y'all don't. For the record, I never been dunked on in my life. Finger roll life worthy, my game is too nice. Just remember, I'm a true point guard, nigga. You try to zone D me, I cross all y'all niggas, deuces. And I ain't playing no games, I'm really loyal to my grind while y'all chasing fake fame.
This is the original Los Angeles beat that Tweet Cadillac, baby. And you tune in to the G-Lo Show. West Side Wednesday. OG Sunday. We're rolling the pip line. Sweet Cadillac, baby. Yeah. Make sure to tune in every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. Put some pimpin' in your life. Yeah.
Niggas wanna know how I live the Mac life. Making money smoking mics like crackers. Wanna know how I live the Mac life. Making money smoking mics like crackers. Wanna know.
Man, she's so fine. It's just something about her ways, man. I ain't never met nobody like her before.
That right?
Something about her ways.
Let's go.
It's something about the way she moves, baby.
Yes, sir.
It's something about her way. It's something.
The way that she moves, she's so fine. Visions of you and me in my mind. Love's trying to find me, but I don't want to be found. Every time I go to sleep, I dream about your love, child. I am just a G-child, giving you my best now. I don't like to rap about it, this is just a freestyle. Meanwhile, she smiles, looking at my resume. Finally, she realized she dealing with a heavyweight. In and out of every state, moving like a kingpin. She don't ever see the work, all she see the dividends. See the type of love we in, I'm fucking with her mind again. She don't want nobody else, cause she like the love I give. Who I am, who I be, who are you to question me? I am just a love chef, cooking up the recipe. Baby, let me set you free and bring you in my world. Something about the way that she moves, she that girl.
It's something about the way she moves, baby.
That's right.
It's something about her way. It's something.
That's right.
It's something about
something about you. The way you walk, the way that you talk, the way you move. You got me in the mood for love and I'm all in. I've been looking for a homie to call my lover friend. Hop inside the fence, it's room for us to grow. In that S500, we moving with the flow. Put you up on game and school you to the low. It's 100 different ways to lose and go broke. Something about the way that you move, I can't cope. But it's something in my heart I refuse to let go. Hollered at my homie Big Mo to the Z. Got me pimping and crippin' with G Hank in the beach. Swimming with the sharks, now I'm in too deep. But I can never drown homie in this deep blue sea. Practice what I preach and what I'm preaching is true. It's something about the way that you move, it's G Lou.
In the morning and I ask myself, is life worth living, should I blast myself? I'm proud of being poor and even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a purse to snatch. Cops give a damn about a negro. Pull a trigger, killin', he's a hero. Get it to the kids who the hell cares. One less hungry mouth on the welfare. First ship them, don't let them deal a brother. Give them guns, step back, watch them kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey's dead. I got love for my brother, but we can never go nowhere unless we share with each other. We gotta start making changes. Learn to see me as a brother instead of two distant strangers. And that's how it's supposed to be. How can the devil take a brother if he's close to me? I let it go back to when we played as kids, but then changed. That's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Disgrace the racist, we under, I wonder what it takes to make this one better place, let's erase the wasted. Take the evil out the people, they'll be acting right. Cause both black and white, and smoke tonight. And the only time we chill is when we kill each other. If they kill, so we real time to heal each other. And although it seems evident, we ain't ready to see a black president. It ain't a secret, don't conceal the fact. A penitentiary's packed, and it's filled with blacks. But some things will never change. Try to show another way, but staying in the dope game. Now tell me what's a mother to do. Being real don't appeal to the brother in you. You gotta operate the easy way.
I made a G today,
but you made it in a sleazy way. Selling to the kids,
I gotta get paid.
But hey, well, that's the way it is.
Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. Just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Damn, yeah.
Oh,
come on,
come on, come on. That's just the way it is.
The way it is.
Things will never be the same.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh yeah.
That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
We gotta make a change.
It's time for us as the people to start making some changes. Let's change the way we eat. Let's change the way we live, and let's change the way we treat each other. You see, the old way wasn't working, so it's on us to do what we gotta do to survive. And still I see no changes. Can a brother get a little peace? It's war on the streets and a war in the Middle East. Instead of war on poverty, they got a war on drugs so the police can bother me. And I ain't never did a crime I ain't have to do. But now I'm back with the back, giving it back to you. Don't let them jack you up, back you up, crack you up, and pimp smack you up. You gotta learn to hold your own. They get jealous when they see you with your mobile phone. But tell
but it rates no fool. And as long as I stay black, I gotta stay strapped, and I never get to lay back, cause I always gotta worry about the payback. Some buck that I roughed up way back, coming back after all these years. Right,
that's the way it is.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Something will never change. Hold on a second. Let me go back to Queen Jean. Speaking again, you know what we're talking about tonight. Just kind of what that song said. Do you think that's just the way it is, or what do you think, Queen, could come out of all this, or what's to come, or what's what, if anything?
Well, only thing that I can say that can become out of this, if they go ahead and you know, change them laws, and the Republicans get off of their behinds and do what needs to be done, and quit making guns so accessible, and for people to recognize their family members when they, you know, when they have issues, like pay attention, just pay attention, pay attention, pay attention. And for the schools, they have to get better with security, like.
Right, right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
They have to get better
yes.
with, like, when
yes.
you enter the school, you, there
yes.
should be, like, a door that you can't go through. When you go through that door, that's where all the classrooms are at, but you have to be buzzed
yes.
in to get through them doors. I mean, you get to the front office.
Yes.
Put a shield up there. You know, it's ways that that can be protected, but they got to do
right.
better with the schools, protecting the children. And I was just saying to myself, listening to that song, or just saying to myself, this guy said he was bullied at his school because of the way that he dressed, and he grew up poor. Well, those babies had nothing to do with that. Those were babies.
Right.
They weren't
right.
in your school. You was at a high
right.
school.
That's
you know,
what I didn't get.
You wanted to do any harm to Yeah, if you
that's
wanted to do any harm, you should have went there.
That's what I thought it was at first, but then I found out it was babies. I'm like, I don't understand that part.
Right. So it's just pay attention, you know, pay attention. And like I said, the schools need to get better with their security, with their lockdown. I know out here, because the students, they were finding guns on students in the high schools here, the middle schools and the high schools, so they start putting up metal detectors now. So
right.
Those went into force out here. And then at the elementary school that my six-year-old grandson was going through, they would have to be buzzed in, and they had to see the receptionist who did have a glass, but they always had two sheriff's cars on deck. It was always two sheriffs sitting out there all day at the
right.
school. So you have to, you know, get that protection for these babies, because you see what's happening, and with guns being accessible like that, I mean, who can you trust? And like you were saying earlier about, you can carry a weapon on your hip if you don't
right.
have a concealed weapon permit. You know, you can carry it on your
right.
hip. And I don't agree with that. You know, I just don't agree
I don't
with
either.
That.
So, I don't
yeah,
either.
Yeah, you
Queen.
Have to be. I don't like that. Yeah, because people who carry guns on their hips, they become arrogant. They stick their chest
exactly.
out more. They think they're untouchable,
right.
you know, because they got a gun on their hip. Okay, well, you got yeah. one on your hip. Mine is not going to be noticeable. I'm just going to do what I need
exactly.
to do when I need to do it. You know,
exactly.
you don't need to know that I'm strapped. You know,
that's how I feel. I don't get that part.
Strapped.
You giving them up.
Yeah,
you giving
you
them
know you strapped.
Yeah. yeah.
Like,
you're already
right.
like, they got the drop on you. It be sometimes I seen people do that, and they like probably be in like in a little store in front of you in line. They don't even see someone can have a drop on you. Not to say that, you know what I mean. It just that's what I mean by that. It shouldn't be that.
Yeah, you don't let it be
known. That's
what
happens. That's what happens though when
yeah,
you let people do
them.
That. Don't know how to act. You know people don't know how to act. We
yeah,
got to call
keep
it.
Them
quick.
Weapons. Okay. Okay.
Call her. Hello, you're live on the line. Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening, caller.
I guess not. Okay.
But what I was going to say before the unknown caller called in is that as far as the weapons, like back in the day, it was a razor blade thing. You know, let's not get it twisted.
Right.
You coming for me, you know you're going to get the unexpected. So it's like you have to keep your weapons concealed yourself. Because I've seen these people out here carrying these guns in their hips, and I was like, ooh, they think they the sheriff or somebody, you know, just... You know, you can't.
That's not good. So yeah, and then not only that, it gives the people like that that don't need to be doing it, and then it causes a bigger issue, like far as even racial, when you may have like in the, you know, most of these states where it goes down,
uh-huh.
you have someone else, and it becomes they feel threatened or anything for the least amount of whatever, fire on someone, you know what I mean? Or pull their weapon and kill someone because they claim they were threatened and it may not have been that. You know what I mean? But
absolutely,
just because.
Yeah, absolutely. They were saying that in 2020 it was more children killed by gun violence than ever. You know, I know out here every morning on the news they're was someone who got killed overnight by gun violence, and it's always teenagers is doing it. You know, teenagers being found killed, or they doing drive-bys. It's getting really crazy because it wasn't like that when I first moved out here. But now that's all I'm hearing on the news every morning. That's what I'm saying. They have to quit making these guns accessible to people. They just have to quit doing it because they're just too easy to get. But you know, he's gone anyway. Do I happen to feel sorry? No, I know, God, that's not a good thing to say, but, you know, you took these babies' lives.
Right.
Young babies. And the mothers, and some of the mothers of these children are very young mothers. Very young mothers. So, yeah, it's a whole different ball game. So,
what happened? Did he take his life, or did they shoot him?
No, he got shot by one of the... responding officers.
Okay.
Yeah, he got shot by one of the responding officers, so, yeah.
Okay.
But that other guy for Buffalo, New York, he's saying he's not guilty, so I was like, okay. Like, okay.
Oh, yeah?
You're like, okay. You clearly shot them 10 people, but you say that you're not guilty. Well, I don't know what's going on in his head. Maybe he felt like it was justified, so he could say he's not guilty.
But the sad part about that is it'll carry out for 3 or 4 years, you know what I mean, before he goes to trial, and it'll be a big old trial, and all this all for nothing, just because he wants to play with the system, and the system already knows what he did. But that's the court of law in the United States, so... He could carry this on, though, you know what I mean, just for saying he's not guilty. And it'll be a big spectacle.
Yeah, absolutely.
But and one more thing, speaking of trials, they did say that they finally set the date for the Nipsey trial, Eric Holder, the June 3rd or 2nd. So hopefully this time the trial starts. They said June, that should be like next week. So hopefully it's official this time, because they changed it several times, but they say it's supposed to start June 2nd or 3rd, I believe. So hopefully we finally get the trial for the homie Nip.
Yeah, that's great, because it's been way overdue, you know.
Yes.
So that's great. Yeah, that's great. That's good news to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen a picture with K-Boy and Black Sam on Instagram. That's always like K-Boy is just really, he just blew up.
Yeah, he's
like,
doing his thing.
And that's good for him. You know, I'm happy for him. So shout out to Eastside
shout out to
K-Boy.
Much love. Anything else, Queen, we want to leave him with before we get out of here on this Wednesday? Tell him what's going on Friday. You coming back Friday with cousin Marcy. Y'all back?
Oh, yeah, we're back this Friday, Fabulous Friday, with me and my cousin, Marcy. So tap in. We've been having some things up in the air. I can't tell you exactly what we're going to be doing yet, but we are ready to come back on Friday, which is West Coast 7 o'clock p.m. and East Coast 10 o'clock p.m. So tap in with us. We'll be more than happy to have you. hanging out with us on Friday. And then tomorrow we got the Tweed Cadillac Show with G. Lou. And don't forget Friday after hours, My Tribe Rise. You definitely don't want to miss that one. Beautiful people, great positive energy. You know, they give you some positive energy. So you definitely want to tap into the, excuse me, the after hours on the YouTube page, the G. Lou Show.
That part, and, that
everybody
part.
Everybody just be safe. You know, love on your loved ones. Love on your loved ones. Hug each other. Reach out to each other. You know, keep your family together. And pay attention. And don't be afraid if you know you got a loved one that's slipping and needs some mental health and you know it. Bring it to somebody's attention. I had to do that with one of my relatives, and he's gone today. You know, he's no longer here, but bring it to someone's attention. Bring it to someone's attention that you notice this, and at least you did your part, but don't let it just slip by. So love on your loved ones. Pay attention to them. You know, hug your babies, and pray for them every day. If they're going out and about, pray for hedge of protection. Pray for hedge of protection with those angels around them. Do that all the time. But with that being said, peace and love to everybody. Have a blessed night and stay prayed up. Because what, G. Lou, what do you tell us all?
7 days without prayer makes 1 week, W-E-A-K.
Mm-hmm. Remember that, y'all, because that's real. It would make you weak if you don't stay prayed. So don't victimize yourself by not staying prayed up. Period.
Peace and love.
That's my shit. Turn it up.
Turn it up. Turn it up.
Yeah. I hear a beat like this and think about growing up. House parties with gangbangers showing up. Represent your hood, everybody throw it up. They say, Q, get on the mic, nigga, blow it up. I used to be lyrical, political, but now you want it sugar-coated like cereal. First I met Dre, then I met Yella. Dr. Dre made me rap a cappella. Me and Jinx did a show at Dudo's with KD, I think it was 2 shows. Then Dre introduced me to E, cruising down the street in his red Jeep. He said, yo niggas, we should flip it like this, cause them boys in the hood like the gangster shit. I put the pen to the pad, young nigga was wrong, and told the world how we felt about the law. It was real. Them niggas on tour and they coming our way. Little Eminem is still tucked away in that trailer park just bumping our tape. Jerry Heller tried to make his escape. I had to bounce while other niggas got raped. Same niggas turned around and said, fuck me. No, fuck you, cause I'm down with Chuck D. And I'm about to do a movie up a classic. When I hit the screen, nigga, it was magic. Never thought I'd see Easy in a casket. Thanks for everything, that's on everything. I learned a lot of game from you. I like your son, he got his name from you. I tell him everything that he need to know. If he asks my advice, I won't think twice, homie. Everybody wanna know my next move. Fans all around say we love you, Q. I wanna take time to say I love you too. I love all my fans cause they know I'm a man.
and not a little boy or some fucking play toy. A lot of niggas say I grew up on you, and let me know if anybody fuck with you, cause you talk a lot of shit about the red, black, and blue, and how they treat a nigga called Katrina. Did you see her? White folks worry about them fucking misdemeanor, while black people dying in that goddamn arena. Just because I'm acting, nigga, never stop rapping. It's in my blood, homie, I'ma keep the party cracking. Money keeps stacking till they put me in a casket. Who you think you fucking with? Here's another classic.